Mary Palm, leader of the USDA's new multi-agency initiative to combat citrus greening, discusses her group's role in finding short-term solutions to HLB. She says she understands the urgent need for those solutions.
My name is Mary Palm, and I'm the APHIS lead for the USDA initiative on the multi-agency coordination initiative to combat citrus greening.
What's going to be different under this initiative in combating greening than had been the case in the past?
USDA has a long history of combating citrus diseases along with our industry and state partners. And this HLB MAC, which is it's a multi-agency coordination effort that raises it to a different level to really increase the coordination across all of the stakeholders to identify gaps, to facilitate the development of tools and solutions to put into the hands of the citrus industry, who we really understand we understand the gravity of the situation. And it's for that reason that the Secretary established this group where we can leverage all of the resources available to us in order to maximize the impact of what the MAC group will be doing.
And will you have some coordination as well of like state departments and universities that are doing research and the Citrus Research and Development Foundation, do you think?
The MAC group is a coordination group to really get an overall picture of all the research that is currently being conducted to bring solutions to the industry. And we have on the MAC group, we have state departments of agriculture represented from Florida, California, Texas, and Arizona, as well as citrus industry representatives that were nominated by the industries. And so in Florida, Harold Browning is the citrus industry representative. And so that will increase our ability to coordinate and to really facilitate the practical tools and solutions that the industry needs.
Will this be a full-time assignment for you?
Yes, this is a full-time assignment for me. And I'm looking forward to working as the lead of this MAC group to, you know, on the citrus industry's behalf and side by side to bring together all the resources that we need to bear on helping the citrus industry in the near term.
I'm sure you've heard some growers by now probably tell you we need help yesterday, but definitely within the next year.
And the MAC group has that sense of urgency. I can tell you that your Florida members bring that to us every time that we have a conference call or meet. And that's really the role of the MAC group, is to bring near-term solutions, to identify promising tools, and to bring them to you in the near term. While the research that's being conducted that will provide the mid to longer term solutions continues, this will help in the near term to sustain the citrus industry.
That's all my questioning, unless you have something else you'd like to tell people.
Well, what I'd like to say is that there are a lot of talented people that are working on this and that are making great strides. No one group can do it themselves, but if we work together, we'll really be able to maximize the impact of all of the efforts. And the MAC group especially will be looking at those near-term solutions because of the urgency of the need to combat this disease.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.